T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
You know, where Tomlin says the Wilson has pole position, but there'll be competition.
Mm-hmm.
There's no even such promise of even that kind of wink-wink competition in Philadelphia. Kenny's a clipboard carrier this year. When the agent gets wind of that, and it's either relayed to Kenny directly or the agent has to tell Kenny that this is what the Steelers are saying, I think the agent in that spot says, well, we can ask for a trade, but you don't have a no-trade clause. There's no we have no control. We're at their mercy.
Of where they send you if they do decide to trade you at all.
I mean, you could get traded to Kansas City, and you're Patrick Mahomes' backup, and that's cool. You're working with Andy Reid and Mahomes, but you've got no upshot of playing. You'd be Buffalo's backup.
You know, might make, like, okay money doing that to just be, like, hanging out there, learning from really good coaches.
But I know
in Reid's case,
Hurts is coming off sort of a down year.
But he's durable. He plays. That's the point.
And they were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and they paid him. So, who's the agent, Donnie?
Brian Eyrolt.
Who's he work with?
WME Sports.
WME.
A-Y-R-A-U-L-T.
I get why Kenny was frustrated, but the agent, I think, needs to communicate with him. The grass isn't greener somewhere else, man. There's no guarantee. Like, what were the odds that a team was going to trade for Pickett and give him either the starting job or a legitimate chance to compete for the starting job? Less than 10%?
Minimal. What was the other team that people thought they were in on? Saints were in on him, were interested?
Yep, they were.
He wouldn't
look
have
at the money Derek Carr's
but
making.
But he wouldn't
there.
Have gotten the starting job there for that exact reason. And Carr, say what you will about him, Donnie, your couple of year ago MVP prediction. Sorry, had to do that to you. Derek Carr can still occasionally put up big numbers. Like, the guy is a much more established player than Kenny. There was, even if Pony, forget about like the chances. You say less than 10%. Like, forget about like the Steelers maybe being inclined to send him somewhere on their own part. How many open jobs were there? If you just do a numbers breakdown of it, you can come in here and literally, Minnesota, maybe.
They paid Darnold $10 million.
Right. I mean, they could have done a thing where they said, we'll trade for this guy too because he's cheap, relatively speaking, in Pickett's case. But Darnold's a former third overall pick. They paid him some money, obviously. I just don't see many spots where it would have been open for him that the team wouldn't have just said, well, screw it, we're drafting a guy and starting him from day one. The Patriots were never going to do that. Any of the other teams in the top 10, it just never really made sense. And I do, that makes me think, though, that the unhappiness on that end might have superseded. They might have even been, like, aware, clear-headed, able to say, like, we get, like, I get it. Kenny might have been able to say that and just said, I'm so fed up with the way this went down, I'm willing to start from the bottom rung again. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. Not because he didn't want to compete or anything like that, but I do think you can build up that level of antipathy towards a team if you just feel like you were lied to, which it's pretty obviously out there that he felt like he was lied to. He was misled, at least.
There's got to be a part of him, even though he's close to home now, that's like, I don't know if I played my cards right here. Now look at my situation. Hurts is blocking me. My contract is going to run out before I get a chance to start. And who's going to give me a shot to be a starter when I go into free agency.
No one's going to give him a free agent starter shot. I think he's...
He's not going to get the Mitch Trubisky 1 year as a backup and then someone else says, what the hell, he was drafted ahead of Patrick Mahomes treatment.
Well, if you look at what Trubisky did in Chicago, Kenny wouldn't warrant it. Because
he went to the playoffs
twice. To the playoffs and got double doinked. Right, he was the Nickelodeon MVP, Pony.
That's right. Did he get it slimed for that?
I think he did.
Donnie told us a disturbing story that there's a documentary out there Netflix about
no good
how the kids from a lot of those Nickelodeon shows were exploited
real scumbag, that Dan Schneider guy.
Yeah.
Real scumbag.
Yeah, and he hired like even worse guys too. Like the story
pretty messed
about
up.
Yeah, the story about Drake Bell from like Drake and Josh. Pretty bad.
I do think you might say that there's not remorse, but there's second guessing on Kenny's part about how he played it. But I do think spite is a powerful motivator.
Like motivation just, for what, Chris? To ball out in the preseason and then wait for Jalen Hurts to get injured?
He might have felt like he would have rather gone to a place where how many quarterbacks started games last year? 66, I think it is. He might have felt like it's as good of a chance as any that he might get hurt. The guy runs a lot. He's very physically strong, but he might, you know. He might twist an ankle in such a way that he just can't play. Like, it's one thing to play through bumps and bruises. It's another if you hurt your ankle the way Kenny did on a somewhat innocuous-looking play. He might have just said, I want out, and I'll take my chances that he gets hurt even if he doesn't and hasn't.
If he's going to turn his career around, he needs the starting quarterback ahead of him to get injured. That puts you as a human being in a very awkward situation where you have to work with this guy and help him. But there's a very, very, very tiny part of you that's like, actually what's best is for something to happen to him so I get a chance to play.
Do you think Trubisky felt that way in Buffalo? He probably had to have. He was a number two overall pick. Like, wouldn't you think that feeling would be stronger? Hey, I made the playoffs a couple times. They still kicked me to the curb.
And in this offense, I can thrive.
I can cook, yeah, and I'm having a great preseason.
Yeah,
there
probably
had to be some. And look at the way Josh Allen plays, like a runaway beer truck.
Pickett is in a situation he hasn't been in since, what, 2017? Where he's entering the season and he's just not, he doesn't even have a chance to start.
Question about him, by the way. It'll be the first time in well over a half decade for him. Do you think, if something makes the news about him, we're obviously going to talk about it, but at what point do you think, like, Pittsburgh at large just sort of, oh yeah, that guy played here. He was a first round pick. Yeah, it didn't work out. But, like, he almost fades from the public consciousness.
Okay, Pittsburgh at large is interesting. I don't think it happens unless he is just languishing on the bench in Philly, and either Wilson or Fields play well here and put that what if to bed.
Because
you're saying at large. You're basically saying, like, even like
the body politic here.
Even the Pitt fans and stuff.
No, I'm actually not including the diehard Pitt fans here because I don't think there's ever going to be a
forgiveness. There's no amount of that.
I don't think there's ever going to be forgiveness.
So what do those fans do then? They stop rooting for the Steelers?
I think in many cases there will be some of that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Donnie, you know a lot of Pitt fans. You know any of them that are, like, abandoning the Steelers over this?
At least they'll be saying it on social media.
I don't know a single one.
It might be Twitter abandonment of the team, but I've seen it.
Like, I actually do know a handful of guys that, like, once he got traded, they were, like, all about, like, I hope the Steelers utterly fail from all of this, like, giving up on him. Like, they even gave, like, the fly, Eagles fly, whatever.
And the Fields trade didn't bring him right back?
No. If anything, it made them more mad.
Yeah, because I think that made them mad because they felt like the Steelers were taking a similar lottery ticket style risk, and they feel like, what's the difference here?
Yeah.
Even though, of course, to most of us,
like,
I think,
oh, this guy's a bum from Ohio State.
Well, no, the thing I saw the most there was 10-28, and I was like, okay, but, like, watch both of them actually play football. Who looks like they have more potential to be great?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At 4:15, time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. It's time for All Access with NFL on CBS. Reporter and insider Aditi Kinkabwala, based right here in Pittsburgh, covered the Steelers for and the AFC North for a very long time and now covers the entire league, and she's back with us. I'm sure in your travels, Aditi, you've run into Cordarrelle Patterson. Your take on that move yesterday by the Steelers with the new kickoff rule coming to light
as
well.
You know what's crazy? I haven't actually met him, which is
I probably should have asked you that question.
In 15 years of covering the league, that is a little nuts.
I should have asked you that before the show, so you could have been prepped on this.
It's fine. It's totally fine. But I do think it's a statement on what we're going to see in general with the draft, with undrafted free agent signings. I think now, you know, the kickoff had essentially become incredibly boring. Now it's back in play as a real legitimate play, and you really need to think about multiple roster spots. Not only who is your kick returner, but who are people that are playing on that kick return team.
Do you think it's going to end up with, ostensibly the point is more at like, you know, have your cake and eat it too, right? More action, more kickoffs get returned, fewer injuries because these guys aren't getting a huge running start. That second piece of that, Aditi, the fewer injuries in theory, do you think that's going to result in more teams on kick coverage using better players from their defense, more starters, because they think it's lower risk? And now there's actually, hey, we might have to stop somebody good here who's a really elite returner, because I do. That was the first thing I thought of, was I could see good starting caliber players on kick coverage units because of this.
You know, I sure hope so. That's what I'd say. Way back in the day, Bill Belichick used to use his starters on special teams. Teddy Bruschi, Mike Vrabel, they played special teams. And special teams is legitimately one-third of the game, and the best coaches have always believed that. And so why would you cede it? Why would you cede special teams? So maybe we will. And then maybe it makes it all the more exciting. I'm all for that. I understand that player safety is paramount and that you're always trying to make moves, make changes that assist or further in that, in ensuring player safety. But we all like some excitement. And when you're kind of legislating a play out, which is sort of what happened with kickoffs last year, well, that's a buzzkill. So this is kind of really exciting.
We hate
buzzkills. And I think that the ripple effects, as you're saying, Chris, I'm sorry, as you're saying, the ripple effects can be pretty exciting.
We saw another wide receiver go off the free agent board today, Aditi. Josh Reynolds signed with the Broncos. Steelers are still trying to find a second receiver. Names like DJ Chark, Hunter Renfrow, Tyler Boyd still out there. OBJ still out there. Any of these make sense for the Steelers, in your opinion?
I think that the Steelers have the ability to kind of sit and wait a little bit and see what they can do in the draft. And I think there's a lot of institutional confidence in their ability to draft wide receivers. And as we know, wide receiver is almost one of the easiest, I'm saying almost, I don't know what's easier really, but wide receiver is truly an easy position to have an immediate impact as a rookie. And so I think there's no urgency to rush right now and lock yourself into a veteran player.
Aditi, are you prepared for your son and or husband and possibly daughter to collectively and at different points this season be extremely angry because a hip drop tackle that goes called or uncalled costs their favorite team a game? And because I think that,
well,
as good as
Bills versus Steelers,
then it's going to be a war in the
household is going to be in favor of it, and the other side's not.
I'd be on her son's side, even though that would be going against the Steelers.
Unless her husband's been able to bamboozle her son into switching sides.
That ain't happening.
Yeah. No, yeah, Melsey's right. It's not. I'm sorry.
That rule, as much as Aditi, I'm serious about this. As much as the new kickoff rule, I'm very much hoping it has the intended impact that I think it will and that it gets adopted permanently. and I think it's a great idea, and I'm glad it's happening. That is how leery I am of this hip drop tackle thing, because you know what it reeks of to me? The pass interference being able to be challenged from a couple of years ago, just the total mess that that became as far as adjudicating it in games.
This is on officiating. This is on Walt Anderson and Perry Fuel and the way that they teach this and the uniformity that you're looking for in calling that. And I think the intention is very good, because when the rate of injury is out of proportion to other sorts of tackles, then obviously you can see why the league would want to address that. But again, it's the same with anything. It's about consistency across the board. And does every crew call that the same way? And is there strong education within the officiating ranks on what truly is a hip drop tackle and how it should be called and when it should be called? And you know what? It's funny. I don't work for the league anymore, but I do work for CBS, which is a broadcast partner of the league. So I think I am still supposed to be really careful. And I think I am officially not allowed to criticize officiating. So can we make a hard right turn?
Yes, we can. Mike Tomlin said Justin Fields oozing with talent, a lot of meat on that bone. And most of the national reaction to that, including mine, because I think they're copying and stealing from me, is that Mike Tomlin really wants to play Justin Fields and will play Fields sooner rather than later. But the national people have taken it a step further to say they think Fields will just outright beat Wilson and be the Steelers starting quarterback week one. Your thoughts?
It's funny. I had this conversation with a former NFL head coach just last week about the promises that Mike Tomlin made Russell Wilson in order to get him to sign and sign so quickly. And that promise being that he is the starter and that he's the leader in the clubhouse. He's the starter. He will get the first team reps. And what this former head coach said to me is that coaches are inherently selfish. We say what we need to say, but March is a long way off from September. And so it's all really good and well right now that Mike Tomlin has told Russell Wilson he will be in the pole position, that he is the starter, and he will get all the starter reps in OTAs and mandatory mini camp and likely the start of training camp. But if Justin Fields comes out there and is far and away lights out better, if he's thrown between the numbers better, if he is facing the rush better, if he is handling the play calls better, if he is managing the snap counts better, if he's doing all of those things better, Mike Tomlin needs to win. What a promise that he made to Russell Wilson. And again, we've also made this point that if Russell Wilson really has a problem with that, and I'm not saying that he would, okay? I'm not saying that that's where it is. But if it became one of those things that was, hey, wait a minute, but this was our understanding, he's on a $1.2 million contract. So it's not as if the Steelers are carrying this enormous amount of money in a player who potentially feels that he's been bamboozled. Of course, this is all complete speculation. We first have to see these players out on the field, and we have to see what happens. There's right. A lot of ifs here, a lot of ifs, right? But, I mean, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, and I think I said it to you just this week, Pony. I met Justin Fields on his pro day at Ohio State. I liked him immediately. I like his demeanor. I like his moxie. He's got a quiet confidence, a quiet moxie about
excellent
him.
Excellent moxie.
Everything I've ever heard about him in Chicago, his understanding of what it means to be the face of the franchise, handle the distractions, be a good guy in the locker room, well-liked by his teammates. All of those things are great things. And I think that Ryan Poles, by the way, throwing a little gas on the fire saying, oh yeah, there wasn't much of a market for him. Any player who's got a little bit of pride, that's going to irk him. And you know what? I don't need to see workout videos from Justin Fields to know that he's working.
He did put one out, but he didn't have sunglasses on inside, and he wasn't gyrating his pelvic area towards the weight.
The future is so bright, sometimes you need shades.
Aditi.
Did Russell Wilson actually say that, or is that...
Has he said that in the last 24 hours? Probably.
Probably.
Is that a Russell Wilson line?
It sounds like it was.
I thought it was like an 80s song.
It is. It is an 80s song.
You know what? It's an Adam Archuleta line. I should say that. I should credit him. Adam Archuleta, my analyst, my game crew analyst. I was saying, I don't quite understand why you need to wear sunglasses inside. I was just sort of globally saying.
Well, when I used to smoke a lot of pot, I would wear sunglasses to disguise the fact that I had.
And that probably worked like a charm when you were in the middle of an indoor place. Aditi, isn't Fields, this is you want to talk about right turns. This is one. But I was thinking of this because I believe I'm correct to say you are a vegetarian, right? I remember reading an article about Fields when he was like coming out of Ohio State and getting ready for the pros. And I think it was that he was a vegan. And people wondered how that would affect his ability to basically keep his weight up during the season. Have you ever heard anything about him like that?
You know what? I don't know that, and it's surprising because I'm always interested in things like that. But no, I mean, I remember Prince Fielder was a vegetarian. I remember that.
He was.
As a man that large.
Who was the – there was a Browns linebacker.
I thought Cam Newton
had gone
flirted
like
with
95%
veganism.
Vegetarian. What was that?
I thought Cam Newton flirted with veganism. The only reason I bring it up is not to judge it either way, but like you got to have a lot of protein if you're an athlete. You're keeping your body built up. You're lifting like that. I feel like if you're not eating meat, you've got to eat a ton of stuff. Beans, legumes, you got to do the whole nine yards if you want to keep
Greek
your
yogurt,
protein intake. Oh, my
protein
God.
And Greek yogurt,
yes.
I'll tell you that.
Ugh, that just seems
you know
like
what?
It would
it's
be
not
exhausting.
As hard. I'll tell you this. When I was pregnant, they made me very aware, and I'm not vegan. I'm vegetarian, so obviously I eat dairy. But when I was pregnant the very first time, the obstetrician made a big point of like, you better make sure you get X amount of protein, which whatever it was, like, I don't know, 75 grams. But when you count, it's really not that hard. If you do eat a lot of beans and legumes and Greek yogurt.
But then
and
who wants to be around him because he's passing gas all the time?
No, he's not. No, there's ways around
that. Yeah, no.
Well,
I mean, if your body's used to it, then no. Come on now.
All right, Aditi, we'll take another
turn. I'll just say this. My carnivorous husband, my husband who eats meat, is way more gaseous and way more toxic than myself, who's a vegetarian.
Okay, did you really have to? I mean, we assumed that about him.
All right, Aditi.
Well, you're the one that went there and accused me of having, you know,
I was not accusing
vegetarians
you.
Having smelly
butts.
No,
I was accusing Justin Fields for the record.
All right, Aditi, we're good. We'll talk next week.
Really? That's it? There's nothing else. Nothing else you want to address.
What do you mean?
I just don't know. I'm throwing it out there. You know, I feel like we've hit a few things.
Once I got to fart smelling and all that, I think we were good.
All right, I'll see you, Aditi.
Bye, guys.
All right, it's time for Donnie Football's Debrief, and it is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Take it away, big guy.
The Debrief, March 27, 2024. Something else that came out of the league meetings, more and more of a push for streaming with NFL TV coverage. We got the announcement that Amazon Prime will carry a wild card game. We also got the announcement that the game in Brazil featuring the Eagles on the first Friday of the regular season, September 6th.
And not the Steelers. They're not going to be in that game, Rooney confirmed yesterday.
That game will be exclusive to Peacock. I don't think we are far away from the NFL wild card weekend from both of those Saturday games being exclusive to streaming. Like one game is on Peacock, one game is on Prime, and then they let Sunday and Monday go to the networks. I don't think we're far from that.
I want to disagree with you and say, no, Donnie, you're wrong. This is sacred. The NFL would never. But then I say, get your head out of your ass, Chris. Of course Donnie's right. These streaming platforms are willing to pay. The NFL feels like this is ultimately the future. They're going to keep doing it. I don't know. I do feel like an old guy raging against, like, I wouldn't even call it progress, Pony. It's not progress. It's more pay for play or pay to put it on TV. It's closer to pay-per-view. How many people, by the way, are going to sign up for whatever streaming service they need to watch one of these games, forget to cancel it after 7 days, and then get pissed off that they got dinged with a monthly charge for at least a couple months?
I just don't know where they recoup the advertising money that's lost. So clearly one of the big reasons why Fox and CBS pay so much money for NFL games is because it's like the one thing that's DVR proof or on-demand proof that people need to watch these games live. They're addicted to football. So when you do that, you have people that are sitting on their couch and watching your beer ads and your sports betting ads and your pizza ads and everything else, and you get massive audiences. Every year there's a graphic that comes out that shows like the top 100 broadcasts from the year, and 90 of those are NFL games, 5 are college football, and like one or two others might be the Oscars or some other event. It's all NFL. And so when you go to the streaming, you shrink the audience. So if you're dealing with a smaller audience, how do they ask Coors to spend the same amount of money for a game that's going out to 33% of the people that it would if it's on regular TV?
Do you think they've done the math and feel like that the bulk lump sum payment that the streaming platform has to pay to get the game makes up for that? They have to think that. Or that they're in the black, actually.
Well, I actually think it's a move by the NFL thinking that, like, this is the future. That eventually everything is going to be a streaming service deal. So we can't ignore that and we can't be behind the times on that stuff. But, like, I've heard a lot of people say they think eventually the Super Bowl is just going to be like a pay-per-view event or just on streaming.
I disagree with that.
I don't think it will.
I disagree. The World Cup's not. I know it's not an American thing, but I never think we're going to get to that point. In fact, in our lifetimes, I don't think the conference title games will ever be streaming only or pay-per-view.
No,
I just don't buy that.
I get the feel that the most they'll go is
I think wild card could be coming with the wild card.
But why, like, so why is the wild card thing something that makes sense, but there isn't every week with 16 possible games? Why isn't there one streaming only game every NFL Sunday?
Well, there is every Thursday.
Right.
You're saying they should make one Sunday game on that slate a stream
game. I'm shocked they haven't done that.
So pick the most attractive game, or would you pick a crappy game?
I mean, the wild card game is a pretty damn attractive game. It's a friggin' elimination
game. Here's why
I don't think there's a stream-only game. We've seen them
experiment that with that a little bit with some of those London games. They'll do just
ESPN
Plus.
You're right.
Yeah, but that's like a one or two off.
Right, and that's also a standalone time frame where they can do it. Here's why I don't think it's taken off the way you're describing, Pony, on a Sunday. I think Red Zone is too addictive to people. I think they just feel like that game might get cratered by people just flipping on our pal Scott Hansen and then not flipping off.
They acted like the Chiefs-Dolphins game was a success because it set all kinds of streaming records. Mm-hmm. But when you compare the number of people that watched that compared to the other playoff games, it wasn't even close.
Do you think this is like a loss leader for them, like to where we both said they just feel like this is the future?
This is the long game.
They're willing to suck it up in the early term here?
But I don't know what... So everyone says it's the future, it's the future, it's the future, but what is the... What is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow? What are they eventually waiting for? Like,
do you know what it makes me think of?
Like, the terrestrial channels don't exist anymore, and it's just all streaming apps. There's no more Fox and CBS. It's only Amazon, Netflix,
Hulu,
Apple.
No, because because in the case of Peacock, it's owned by NBC and Comcast. Like, they're not going to do away with broadcast over-the-air television.
Well, maybe all of it just goes to streaming, Chris.
You're still going to be able to put bunny ears on your TV 50 years from now and get, you know, channel 2, channel 11.
Yeah, but that's going to be the big exception, right? Is that much? The number of people
Is streaming really taking over the way we thought it would? Because don't you see all those memes about people who are like, "Well, I needed this streaming service and this streaming service to get this, 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 and this," and they're like, "Congratulations,
you have cable.
Streaming. You have created cable television."
It's like when you still can't get Sportsnet Pittsburgh.
It's like
anything.
Uber.
I think there's like one.
Fubo.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's like when Uber and Lyft were first starting out. People were like, "So wait a minute, I can call a thing and have them come and pick me up and take me to a different place. Congratulations on creating a taxi cab."
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
We're at
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.